Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar, and today Masechta Sota, Daf Mem Vav, the ninth parak, Egla Arufa. The Zikud Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, although a blemish disqualifies a paraduma, it does not disqualify an Egla Arufa because the word ba, written by paraduma, excludes Egla Arufa from this disqualification. The Gemara said a similar exclusion written by Egla, where any work is disqualified, should exclude Par from any work disqualifying, except for a yoke, which is written by Par. Yet Rav said, Hiniach aleha uda shel sakin pesula, if he placed a bundle of sacks on the cow, it is disqualified. The Gemara answers that the law is Egla is derived from Para with a gezer shava, and the exclusion written by Egla teaches that work does not disqualify a carbon. Rav's statement concludes, Uba Egla ad shetimshoch, with regard to Egla, it is valid until he pulls the bundle. The Gemara, since the broader work disqualification of para is derived from Egla, why is it disqualified as soon as the bundle is placed on it, when an Egla is only disqualified after it pulls the bundle? It answers that this reflects the opinion of another Tana who includes other work disqualification of a para. Rabbi Yochanan defined the amount of pulling disqualifying Egla to be the full width of a yoke, which is a tefach. Pointing to a Braisa restates the previous mission. The Pasuk states, Ramru yadenu shavchu asadam azeve einenu ra'u, and the elders say our hands did not spill this blood and our eyes did not see. Did it enter our minds that the elders of Basin are spillers of blood? Rather, they mean that the victim did not come to us and we sent him off without food, and we did not see him and leave him to go without escort. Rav Meir said, we force a person regarding escort because its reward is without limit. This is demonstrated from the incident where a Kanani wordlessly indicated the hidden entrance of Basel to the army of Sheva Yosef, enabling it to be conquered. This man and his family were spared. He founded the city of Luz, which produced Techelas, escaped Sancheriv's and Nebuchadnezzar's conquest, Ba'af Malcha Mavis Enlil Rishuz Ravorba, and even the angel of death has no permission to pass through it. And pointing with Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Meir, Kol she'inu malgavu mislave kihu shofech damim. Whoever does not escort or is not escorted is as if he spilled blood. For if the men of Yericho had escorted Elisha from their city, he would not have incited bears against the children for making fun of him, who would not have done so had he been escorted. The Gemara explains that when they called out, Allah Kareach, go away, bald one. Go away, bald one. They meant, go away, for you have made this place bald for us by curing the city's bitter waters, making their importing service unnecessary. Rabbi Elazar says they were called Na'arim, used, Shimenu'arim, min hamitzvahs, because they were emptied of mitzvahs, and Katanim, little, Shayu Mekatni Amana, because they were of little faith. A Braisa teaches they were used, but Ubizbezu Atzman Kekatanim, they belittled themselves like children. The Pasuk says Elisha saw them and cursed them, and four interpretations were offered. He gazed at them from punishment, which causes either death or poverty. He discerned that they were conceived on Yom Kippur, when relations are prohibited. He saw that they had a pagan hairstyle, or that he perceived they did not have a trace of mitzvah in them, nor in their descendants. So once again, the three points are, number one, although a mum, a blemish, disqualifies a paraduma, it does not disqualify an Egla Arufa because the word ba, written by paraduma, excludes Egla Arufa from this disqualification. The Gemara said a similar exclusion written by Egla, where any work is disqualified, should exclude par from any work disqualifying, except for a yoke, which is written by par. Yet Rav said, Hiniach aleha uda shel sakin pesula, if he placed a bundle of sacks on the cow, it is disqualified. The Gemara answers that the law is Egla is derived from para with a gezer shava, and the exclusion written by Egla teaches that work does not disqualify a carbon. Rav's statement concludes, Uba Egla ad shetimshoch, with regard to Egla, it is valid until he pulls the bundle. The Gemara, since the broader work disqualification of para is derived from Egla, why is it disqualified as soon as the bundle is placed on it, when an Egla is only disqualified after it pulls the bundle? It answers that this reflects the opinion of another Tana who includes other work disqualification of a para. Rabbi Yochanan defined the amount of pulling disqualifying Egla to be the full width of a yoke, which is a tefach. Pointing to a Braisa restates the previous mission. The Pasuk states, Ramru yadenu shavchu asadam azeve einenu ra'u, and the elders say our hands did not spill this blood and our eyes did not see. V'kiyalibenu also shabasin shofchim damim, did it enter our minds that the elders of Basin are spillers of blood? Rather, they mean that the victim did not come to us and we sent him off without food, and we did not see him and leave him to go without escort. Rav Meir said, we force a person regarding escort because its reward is without limit. This is demonstrated from the incident where a Kanani wordlessly indicated the hidden entrance of Basel to the army of Sheva Yosef, enabling it to be conquered. This man and his family were spared. He founded the city of Luz, which produced Techelas, escaped Sancheriv's and Nebuchadnezzar's conquest, Ma'af Malach HaMavis Enlo Rishuz Ravorba, and even the angel of death has no permission to pass through it. And pointing with Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Meir, Kol she'inu malgavu mislave ki'u shofech damim. Whoever does not escort or is not escorted is as if he spilled blood. For if the men of Yericho had escorted Elisha from their city, he would not have incited bears against the children for making fun of him, who would not have done so had he been escorted. The Gemara explains that when they called out, Allah Kareach, Allah Kareach, go away, bald one, go away, bald one, they meant, go away, for you have made this place bald for us by curing the city's bitter waters, making their importing service unnecessary. Rabbi Elazar says they were called Na'arim, yuz, Shemenu'arim, min hamitzvos, because they were emptied of mitzvahs, and Katanim, little, Shayu Mekatni Amana, because they were of little faith. A brisa teaches they were yuz, but Ubizbezu Atzman Kekatanim, they belittled themselves like children. The pasuk says Elisha saw them and cursed them, and four interpretations were offered. He gazed at them for punishment, which causes either death or poverty. He discerned that they were conceived on Yom Kippur, when relations are prohibited. He saw that they had a pagan hairstyle, or that he perceived they did not have a trace of mitzvah in them, nor in their descendants. All right, so now we go to our siman daf mem vav, and our standard siman is a cow that goes moo. So here goes. The red heifer that went moo, and her friend the blemished Egla Rufa, that was not disqualified, who were listening to a group of judges saying they did not kill a man by sending him off without Levaya, ran to hide when a bald prophet walking without escort incited bears against men of little faith who ridiculed him. So once again, slow motion. The red heifer that went moo, red heifer, moo, that must more on daf mem vav, moo. The red heifer that went moo and her friend the blemished Egla Rufa that was not disqualified, which reminds us, although a moom, a blemish, disqualifies a Paraduma, it does not disqualify an Egla Rufa because the word ba, written by Paraduma, excludes an Egla Rufa from this disqualification. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the work disqualifications of an Egla Rufa and Paraduma. So the red heifer that went moo and her friend the blemished Egla Rufa that was not disqualified, who were listening to a group of judges saying they did not kill a man by sending him off without Levaya, which reminds us, a brisa restates the previous mission. The pasuk states, "Amru yadenu l'shapku as adam azeh ve'einenu l'ra'u." And the elders say, "Our hands did not spill this blood, and our eyes did not see." Now, did it enter our minds that the elders of Basin are spillers of blood? Rather, they mean that the victim did not come to us, and we sent him off without food, and we did not see him and leave him go without escort. Rabbi Meir said, "Kofin l'levaya sheschar halevaya ein l'shiur." We force a person regarding escort because its reward is without limit. So, the red heifer that went moo, and her friend the blemished Egla Rufa, that was not disqualified, were listening to a group of judges saying they did not kill a man by sending him off without Levaya, ran to hide when a bald prophet walking without escort incited bears against men of little faith who ridiculed him, which reminds us of the incident of Elisha and the bears. So once again, the red heifer that went moo, and her friend the blemished Egla Rufa, that was not disqualified, who were listening to a group of judges saying they did not kill a man by sending him off without Levaya, ran to hide when a bald prophet walking without an escort incited bears against men of little faith who ridiculed him. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf mem beis. So the simmer daf mem beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must be more daf mem beis. The mobster in the red pinstripe suit giving a pep talk to his men. We're about to go out and fight with another crime family, which reminds us. The eighth period begins by describing the words spoken to the nation by the Meshulch Muhammad before going to battle, which were in Lashon HaKodesh. He told them they were heading to war al oyvechem, against your enemies, meaning not against your brothers, that if you fall into their hands, they'll have mercy on you. Rather, you're going to war against your enemies, that if you fall into their hands, they will not have mercy on you. So the mobster in the red pinstripe suit giving a pep talk to his men, were about to go out and fight with another crime family, was shocked when his brazen giant fighter got felled by a young man, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan darshens the name Galias as saying, Sha'aman begil yupanim with Nekuj Baruch Hu. They stood brazenly before Kuj Baruch Hu, and he said, Bruachem ish v'yered alai. Choose for yourselves a man, and let him come down to me, by which he meant Hashem, who's called an ish mochama, a man of war. Kuj Baruch Hu responded, Harini mapil al yidei benish. I'll hereby fell him through a son of man, meaning a young man, which is how David is described. So the mobster in the red pinstripe suit, giving a pep talk to his men, were about to go out and fight with another crime family, was shocked when his brazen giant fighter got felled by a young man who killed four warriors, all descendants of a woman who cried four tears, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the four warriors, Saf, Madon, Galias, and Yishbi, fell before David. The pasuk says, "Vatishak Arpa lechamos v'Rus davka ba," and Arpa kissed her mother-in-law, but Rus cleaved to her. Rabbi Yitzhak said, "Amakosh Baruch Hu yavo b'nei ha-neshuka ve'yipu b'yab b'nei ha-dvuka." Hakosh Baruch Hu said, "Let the sons of the one who was kissed, meaning Arpa, come and fall in the hand of the sons of the one who cleaved," referring to Rus. Rava darshan that Arpa merited for these four warriors to descend from her in reward for the four tears she shed when parting from Naomi. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The most recent issue of Ancient Midianite Battles magazine. Magazine? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Gimel. The most recent issue of Ancient Midianite Battles magazine captivated the attention of the great Ben Puti general, which reminds us it was taught in Braisa, Lo Achinam Halach Pinchas Lumachama, not for naught did Pinchas go to battle against Midian, rather to take revenge for his mother's father, Yosef, who was sold as a slave by the Midianites. The Gemara questions Pinchas' descent from Yosef from a pasuk identifying his mother as Mimonos Putiel, from the daughters of Putiel. Is this not because they descended from Yisro, who was called Putiel? She pitam agalim l'avodos kochavim, because he fattened calves for idolatry? Pitamel? The Gemara answers, lo mi Yosef shepit bit be Yisro. No, they descended from Yosef called Putiel because he scorned and conquered his desire. The Gemara answers, the Gemara concludes that he descended from both, one from his mother's father and one from his mother's mother. This is supported by the yud in Putiel, which indicates multiple meanings. So, the most recent issue of Ancient Midianite Battles magazine captivated the attention of the great Ben Puti general, who was sitting on his porch while exempt from war due to his recent engagement, which reminds us the next mission teaches about the officers declaring the three exemptions from going to battle. One who built a new house and did not inaugurate it, one who planted a vineyard and did not redeem it in the fourth year, and one who married a woman and did not complete the marriage. So, the most recent issue of Ancient Midianite Battles magazine captivated the attention of the great Ben Puti general, who was sitting on his porch while exempt from war due to his recent engagement, behind a young tree he had grafted onto another tree, which is planted as a fence, which reminds us. The Mishnah taught that in addition to planting, grafting a plant also exempts from going to war. Rabbi Zera explains that this refers to permitted grafting. The Gemara wonders what the case is, and Rabbi Yirmi explained that he grafted onto a young tree which was not subject to Orla, such as in a case where he planted the first tree as a fence or for beams, which is exempt from Orla. Therefore, only the graft exempts the owner from going to war. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak provided another answer. Daf Mem Dalad, so the Simmer Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The scared soldier who was trudging home in the reddish mud. Mud? That must mean we're in Daf Mem Dalad. The scared soldier who was trudging home in the reddish mud, which reminds us, the next mission records Machlokas about the meaning of Hayoreva Rachalevav, one who is frightened and faint-hearted, who also returns home from war. Does it literally mean scared of battle or scared from Averos? And if Averos, is that Deraisa Averos or even the Rabbanan Averos? So the scared soldier who was trudging home in the reddish mud, when all of a sudden he heard that the war was a Mechemes Mitzvah and he must return to battle, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught B'medvar Mamurim B'Mechemes Rishus, when are these exemptions said regarding discretionary wars of a Mechemes Mitzvah HaKol Yotzim, but regarding wars of Mitzvah, everyone goes out to battle. Afil chasim mechedru v'chal mechupasa, even a chasim from his chamber and a kala from her chuppah. So the scared soldier who was trudging home in the reddish mud, when all of a sudden he heard the war was a mechemes mitzvah and he must return to battle, asked five judges measuring the distance from a mace in the mud to the nearest city for some chizuk. Which reminds us, the ninth parak of Sotah discusses the procedure of Egla Rufa. The Tanakam in the Mishnah says, Shoshim and Beis Din HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim HaYeyotzin. Three Dayanim from the great Beis Din of Yerushalayim would go out to measure from the surrounding cities to the corpse. Rav Yehuda says, Chamisha, five, because it says, Zikanecha Shnaim, your elders implying two judges, Veshoftecha Shnaim, your judges implying two additional judges, Vein Beis Din Shako, and a Beis Din cannot be an even number of judges, Mosifin Alehen Od Echad. So we add one more to them, totaling five. Daf Mem Hei. So the Simmer Daf Mem Hei is Monopoly. So here goes. The entire court of judges who came out to measure the mysterious mace slumped over the red Monopoly board. Monopoly board? That must mean we're in Daf Mem Hei. Monopoly? The entire court of judges who came out to measure the mysterious mace slumped over the red Monopoly board in the middle of nowhere, which reminds us, the Gemara notes that our Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says, Zekanecha zo Sanhedrin, your elders refers to Sanhedrin, Shoftecha zemelch u'kohen gadol, your judges refers to the king and kohen gadol. The Gemara seeks to clarify if the entire Sanhedrin needs to come. So the entire court of judges who came out to measure the mysterious mace slumped over the red Monopoly board in the middle of nowhere were shocked to discover one mace on top of another and debated who to measure from, which reminds us, Abaye was asked, Shnei Chalalim Zeh Al-Gabi Zeh, two corpses, which are found one on top of the other, Mehechen Humoded, from where does one measure to surrounding cities? Min Beminu Havitamun Umin Beminu Havitzav, do we say? Something covered by its own type, meaning another corpse, is considered covered and exempt from Egla Rufa, but something raised on its own type is not considered floating and is subject to Egla Rufa, thus one would only measure from the top corpse, or perhaps the top corpse is considered floating and the bottom is not considered covered, and we would only measure from the bottom. The Gemara brings other possibilities as well. So the entire court of judges who came out to measure the mysterious mace slumped over the red Monopoly board in the middle of nowhere were shocked to discover one mace on top of another and debated who to measure from, and whether to measure from his navel, nose, or neck. Which reminds us, the next mission brings a machlokes regarding which part of the corpse to measure from. Is it from the nose, navel, or neck? Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which depth do we discuss the importance of providing levaya, as seen by the Egla Rufa, and its limitless reward? That's on Duff. Memvav. Good. Number 2. Which depth do we discuss the case of grafting, which grants an exemption from going to war? That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which step do we have a question of? Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov holds that the entire Sanhedrin needs to go out for Egla Rufa. That's on Daf. Mem Hey. Good. Number 4. Which step do we have a question? We're going to how many judges measure to the cities around a corpse for Egla Rufa. That's on Daf. Mem Dalad. Good. Number 5. Which step do we learn that Pinchas descended from both Yosef and Yisro? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we the incident of Elisha and the bears? That's on Duff. Mem Vav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have a question of who to measure from in a case where there is one corpse on top of another? That's on Duff. Mem Hey. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we discuss the disqualifications of an Egla Rufa and Paraduma? That's on Duff. Mem Vav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that regarding a Milchemes Mitzvah, everybody goes out to war? That's on Duff. Mem Dalet. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn that one who flatters will ultimately fall to Gehenna? That's on Duff. Mem Olav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldthum Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.